Jesus Sinners Doth Receive, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Sunday, September 14th, 2025. Sheep that from the fold did stray, no true shepherd e'er forsaketh. Weary souls that lost their way, Christ, the shepherd gently taketh in his arms that they may live. Jesus Sinners Doth Receive. I, a sinner, come to thee with a penitent confession. Savior, mercy show to me. Grant for all my sins remission. Let these words my soul relieve. Jesus, sinners doth receive. Repenting of our sins is not an easy thing to do and is not very much fun either. We can be stubborn about it, reluctant to admit that we have done anything wrong. We might risk a glance in the bright mirror of God's law, but then quickly turn away to comfort ourselves with the thought that there are a lot of people who are worse sinners than we could ever be. We make excuses for our sinful thoughts, words, and actions. We may be afraid to admit wrongdoing because we fear the Lord's response. What if I have wandered too far? Will he condemn me? Does he even want me back? In his word, God assures us that he most certainly does want us back. He is eagerly waiting to forgive. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Repentance involves sorrow and a torn heart, but the Lord is gracious and merciful. His Spirit is at work through his word, calling us to repentance through the law that so clearly reveals our sins. In the sweet word of the gospel, the Holy Spirit reveals our gracious God, who is eager to forgive us. We have sure and certain proof of God's grace and steadfast love in the sacrifice of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus took onto himself our sin and guilt, the sinful thoughts, words, and actions that separate us from God. Jesus, who was himself innocent of all sin, suffered the penalty of death that we deserve for our sins. He endured the just judgment of God that should have fallen on us. Our hymn reminds us of the searching love of the shepherd who gave his life for us. Weary souls that lost their way, Christ, the shepherd, gently taketh in his arms that they may live. From the beginning of his earthly ministry, Jesus called all people to repentance, saying, "The time was fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." We have it from the shepherd's own mouth. Repent and believe the good news. The good shepherd loves you. He wants you back. We pray. Lord, have mercy on me and forgive my sins. Amen.